All right, good morning, everyone. We're excited today. Yeah, today is our 15th anniversary. Yay! Let me clarify, it's not our wedding anniversary, it's the church anniversary.
We'd be in trouble if it was our 15th.
Yeah, but we want to just worship the Lord, you know, thank Him for His faithfulness to us and celebrate it with friends. Okay, over to Lasia.
Hey guys, welcome. So today we are going to celebrate the faithfulness of God. More than anything else, we are so grateful to how faithful He has been to us. So let's start off with this new song that we're going to sing today. And hopefully you've had a chance to listen to it through the week. And so you'll be able to join in when you're comfortable.
Yeah.
We rely on a faithful one, never slipping, never falling, never lacking power or strength. We rely on a faithful one, as sure we are as you have seen us through. I know you will see us through the end, as sure as I am that you have seen us through. I know you will see us through the end. Your splendor is here, we see your glory now. We know that you will see us through. Let's just profess that. Say, God, you will see me through. Wherever you are in your walk with God, say, God, I know you will see me through all the way to the end. Because what Jesus has begun in you, he will see through completion. That all our purposes will be fulfilled. You will see us through, God. Jesus. Today we are celebrating something that is eternal. We are celebrating the birth of a church, and the church is eternal. Did you know that? The church of Jesus Christ is eternal. It will be there in heaven. We will be there in heaven with him. You know, it's eternal. It's going to last forever. So when we celebrate something that is eternal, there are seasons. And I just believe in my spirit that we are entering a season of breakthrough. So let's just press into that. There have been prophetic words over our church that this will be the time of going deeper into that water from the temple, like in Ezekiel. So you get your feet wet and you go ankle deep, knee deep, yes, neck deep, and just, you know, over your head. And God is just calling us deeper into that. And that happens as we just praise him. The name of Jesus is so powerful. It introduces us to the power that heaven holds, and it releases that to us. So let's just do that this morning. And let's lift up the name of Jesus. Let's enjoy his presence here. Yeah? Yes.
sang this song and I felt God saying, tell Donna, it's over. Tell Donna, it's over. Breakthrough is coming. You're going back to a new season. You're going back to a new season. The deserts are going to start singing and blossoming. Okay? Those mountains are going to move. Okay? And you're going to go back with faith. Faith. Okay? We're waiting to hear the stories in the weeks to come. So let's do that. Break into groups of three and say, this is what I'm looking for, breakthrough. Let's do that.
So as I was praying for the Sunday, God showed me just this, the chapter from Ezekiel, which talks about dry bones. And I just felt God saying that when you come to me as dry bones, just a valley full of dry bones, he is the flesh and the blood that covers us. And the Holy Spirit is the breath that he breathes inside of us and brings us to life. And I just feel God is saying that to a few people here and to us as a church. When you feel dry and empty, and the people who, you know, have the church in their heart, our responsibility is to prophesy to the church, saying the dry bones will live again. When God asks, can these dry bones live? Our response is, you tell me, God. You tell me, can they live? If you say that they live, then we'll prophesy it. So I think it's just a matter of stepping out, recognizing that he's everything. He is the flesh and the blood and the sinews that bind the bones together, every little detail about us. And the Bible describes the church as a body of Christ. So the body, the every part of the body is knit together by him. Everything that brings it to life is by him, from him. And so we just respond to God, recognizing what he has done for us and just prophesying. Let this be a time of prophesying to the church that you will live and thrive and have your being in Jesus. Let's stand.
Oh, yeah.
hopeless place.
Great are you, Lord.
Prophesy into the hopeless places that you don't see any hope for. Declare his greatness in that area.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you. Great are Here at your table, we remember the blood once shed on the cross. And as we partake, we remember your body broken.